Welcome to TED in Your Head, the podcast created exclusively to help you transform your thinking to show up powerfully and authentically in your life and in your business. Your host is Ted Moreno, certified hypnotherapist and high performance coach. On this show, we talk about how to tap into the power of your mind, release bad habits, eliminate fear and the limiting beliefs that may be holding you back. We dive deep into cultivating the success mindset that you need for a life of abundance, health, and happiness. Let's check it out and welcome your host, Ted Moreno.
Greetings, everybody out there in podcast land, and welcome to another episode of the TED in Your Head podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. My name is Ted Moreno, certified hypnotherapist and high performance coach, and I help people using the tool of hypnosis and high performance coaching. I help people to change their minds, allowing them to change their lives. Now, listen to me very carefully. Today, we're going to be talking about anxiety and pain. So if you have anxiety and pain, there's something you can do about it. I'll tell you how to get in touch with me at the end of the show. But for now, let's get into today's episode, the link between pain and anxiety. So I work a lot with people who come in with chronic pain but can't figure out why. Things such as back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, stomach pain. They've been to all the doctors, done all the tests, taken all the meds, but still can't get the pain to go away. And they can't find a reason why it's there. As a hypnotherapist in these types of cases, I'm always looking for an emotional reason for the pain. And there are many emotional reasons for pain. Anxiety is a very common reason why people have pain. One example, chronic pain and anxiety have a strong relationship with each other. Anxiety can cause or exacerbate chronic pain in some people, but chronic pain can also cause anxiety. There's an article titled Depression and Anxiety in Pain. It's by Adam K. M. Wu, and it's on the National Library of Medicine website. And it says, mood disorders, especially depression and anxiety, play an important role in the exacerbation of pain perception in all clinical settings. It also says, anxiety negatively affects thoughts and behaviors, which hinders rehabilitation. In other words, if you are trying to go to a pain clinic to rehabilitate or get rid of pain, let's say from an accident or a surgery or something, if you have anxiety, that's going to hinder rehabilitation because of the negative thoughts and behaviors you might be having. And by the way, if you want to read a blog post of this particular podcast and click on links to these articles, you can go to tedmoreno.com/blog, and I'll repeat that later. So this article goes on to make the really important point that pain is no longer seen as a problem in the body, such as a lesion that is perceived by the brain as pain. Today, in the medical establishment, pain is seen from what is called a biopsychosocial model. Bio meaning body, psycho, psychology, social, meaning the environment. So this model for understanding pain takes into account not only tissue damage, which is physical damage to the body, but also psychology and environmental factors that are interacting to create the pain experience. According to an article on the Twin Cities Pain Clinic website, people with chronic pain are 3 times more likely to develop symptoms of anxiety. Researchers have found that experiencing a chronic illness, such as chronic pain, puts a person at increased risk for developing anxiety or an anxiety disorder. In other words, anxiety can cause pain, and pain can cause anxiety and depression as well. Now, anybody that has ever suffered from chronic pain knows that it's very stressful. Pain can affect our jobs, our relationships, and ultimately, of course, our ability to be happy, especially if the people around you can't understand your pain or think you're imagining it or that, quote unquote, it's all in your head. Chronic persistent anxiety can also make people more sensitive to any pain they already have. The more they focus or obsess on the pain, the worse it gets, which can in turn increase anxiety, which is what we might call a negative feedback loop. In addition, anxiety can cause pain such as chest pains from panic attacks, stress headaches, and muscle pain. There's a number of reasons for this. When we're stressed, we feel tension in the body, right? Our muscles are tense. This can lead to back, neck, and shoulder pain. Chronic tension in the body can also lead to joint pain, as well as headaches and even migraines. Not only that, but anxiety and stress can trigger hormones that cause inflammation in the body, which is one of the most common reasons for pain. There's a very popular book by an author by the name of John Sarno. It's called Healing Back Pain, The Mind-Body Connection. If you have chronic back pain, I recommend you check out this book. Sarno came up with the term tension myositis syndrome, or TMS. According to Wikipedia, Sarno claims that TMS is a psychosomatic illness causing chronic back, neck, and limb pain, which is not relieved by standard medical treatments. Psychosomatic medicine, just in case you don't understand that term, studies physical diseases that are believed to have a mental component derived from the stresses and strains of everyday living. His theory is that unexplainable pain is a distraction to help people continue to repress unconscious emotional issues. Now, the TMS syndrome diagnosis is not accepted by the mainstream medical community. But then again, the idea of the mind-body connection is still not fully understood by mainstream medicine. Now, the idea of pain being caused by repressed emotional issues is a completely different topic that requires its own deep dive, and I'm not going to go there in this episode. But if you listen to my recent podcast episode 438, titled Five Hidden Costs of Living with Chronic Anxiety, then you know that some people don't even know that they have anxiety. Could it be possible that some chronic pain for some people is the result of repressed anxiety or fear that someone may not even know that they have? I definitely think that's possible. In the same way, there's people that are in pain that really don't want to take the time or effort to deal with it and choose to live with it and try to ignore it. They just block it out or try to medicate it with pain meds or other substances. This can create anxiety. Obviously, this is not a recipe for a healthy, happy life. You know, ladies and gentlemen, so many of us are so busy and so overwhelmed that we've lost touch with what we're feeling both physically and emotionally. I believe we owe it to ourselves to pay attention to the signals that our body and our mind are giving us. Now, I've devoted a lot of podcasts and blog posts to dealing with anxiety. So here are three things that I think are very important for dealing with both pain and anxiety. First, make a commitment to take better care of yourself. I've said it before, and I've said it again, and I'll say it again and again and again. Self-care should be number one on your list of priorities. Good sleep, good food, exercise, sufficient downtime. These can all go a long way towards mitigating or lessening pain and anxiety. I personally feel that chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage can be incredibly helpful for both body pain and anxiety. Second, mindfulness practices such as yoga, tai chi, meditation, and deep breathing exercises are practices that are thousands of years old and proven to support a higher level of mental and physical health. Come on now, there's a yoga joint now in every city, so go check one out. Ever heard of Reiki? Check that out too, R-E-I-K-I. I'll talk about what that is in another podcast. Third, ask for help. I know it's hard sometimes. I know you've already got too much going on. I know that you feel you don't have the time or energy or the financial resources to get help. However, I invite you to focus on what's possible instead of looking at what's impossible. If we look for a way to make it happen, usually we can find a way. Find a therapist to help you with your anxieties and fears, or start by seeking out a pain management specialist, or by going to your doctor if you haven't done that because you've been putting it off. Start somewhere to make life better by feeling less anxious and more comfortable and pain-free in your body. And of course, if this podcast episode resonated with you and got you thinking and possibly motivated to start addressing both pain and anxiety using the powerful tools of hypnotherapy and high-performance coaching, then I invite you to request a complimentary consultation to see if what I do is a good fit for you. And you can do that by going to tedmoreno.com/contact, and I will get back to you within 48 hours. Again, just a reminder, if you want to read a blog post of this podcast with links to some of the information I've given you, you can go to tedmoreno.com/blog. So, here is today's awesome quote by John Sarno. We must learn to recognize nature's truths, even though we don't understand them. For some of those truths may still be beyond the ability of the human mind to comprehend. What we need is a compound prescription of humility, imagination, devotion to the truth, and above all, confidence in the eternal wisdom of nature. Great quote. Thank you so much for listening. Please take good care of yourself, and we'll talk soon. Bye.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the TED in Your Head podcast. If bad habits, fears, and limiting beliefs are keeping you from the success you want, then it might be time to change your mind. To learn more about how TED can personally help you win at life and business, visit www.tedmoreno.com. That's www.tedmoreno.com. And we will see you next time on the TED in Your Head podcast.